Just a few reminders in the halachot of seder. Number one, everybody knows about the preparation of the ka'ara, of the plate of the seder. Now, there's some that think you don't need necessarily a ka'ara, so they put the simanim just on the table, and that's improper. The simanim must be placed on a ka'ara. Now, it doesn't have to be a ka'ara, you know, that says the word Pesah on it with different, you know, words and all that. That's a souvenir. It could be any plate, as long as that's the plate that's designated as the Ka'ara Shel Pesah. And according to the Benuari, there's a certain way to set up the Seder plate. Now, of course, the easiest way would be just to open up the Haggadah Shel Pesah. There's usually a picture in the beginning of the Haggadah, and it tells you where to put the Matzot, where to put the Haroset, where to put the Zeroa. But Rabbi Mazuz gives a very easy remez in order to remember it, how to set up the Seder plate, so you don't have to look in the book even. And he said you just have to remember two words that are pertinent to Pesach, actually. And the two words you have to remember is Semach Zebachecha. Be happy with your Korban. Just the Korban Pesach. Semach Zebachecha. Samech Mem Chet Samach Zebachecha Zayin Bet Chet Kaf. And once you know that acronym, Semach Zebachecha, how do you use it? So he says, starting from the top of the Seder plate, going directly down, making a straight line down. On the top, you put the three matzot. That's on the top. Underneath the three matzot, you put the maror in the center. And underneath the maror, you put the hazeret, which we would call, let's say, the endives. So that's the Rashi Tevot Samach. Shalosh matzot, maror, hazeret. Now, starting from the right, going right to left, and then right to left. So on the right side, you'll put the Zeroa, that's Zebachecha, the Zayin. On the left side, you'll put the Betzah. On the right bottom, you'll put the Haroset. And on the left bottom, you'll put the Karpas. Zebachecha, Zayin Betchetcha. So again, Samach Zebachecha. Samach going down the center. Shalosh Matzot, Maror Hazeret. Zeroa on the right top. Betzah on the right left. On the left top. On the bottom right, you'll have the haroset, and on the bottom left, you'll have the karpas. And there's another halakha that we should just remind our listeners to, that the way we said, Acham ben Sion says to measure the matzot, for Leila Seder, you're looking for kezayit. On the round matzot that we get from the you know, the bakeries, the standard round matzot that we eat, the shemura, so he says, by measuring 20 grams of that matzah, you'll come 20 grams of weight, of course, is a weight measurement, you'll come to a kezayit. So again, today, tomorrow, Friday, you should start taking your matzot and weighing them, just so you know exactly what is going to be considered kezayit. Now, we didn't point out, however, that some people eat the soft matzot. Now, the soft matzot clearly have a different density than the cracker matzot that we eat. Rabbi Mazuz, as well as others, Hacham ben Sion, Rabbi Gedol ben Moshe, when it comes to those matzot, the thick matzot, the weight of them would be about 38 grams, between 35 and 38 grams in weight for a kezayit. Now, it's a little more than the cracker matzot, either because there's air spaces in them, and they're a little, you know, have a different consistency, but you shouldn't think that because it's a little more, they're actually easier to eat the soft matzot. It doesn't come out to such a big shiur, it comes out maybe to the size of, you know, my hand over here, half a hand, small little piece. When they talk about you have to eat the matzot in, you know, 4 minutes or 7 minutes, the soft matzot, you can eat it in 1 minute. You just chew on it and swallow it. The achilat paris really doesn't become a question. On the cracker matzot, yes, it does, because you have to chew it, and it's a little, you know, rounder, bigger. Here, it's much more dense, and you have 2-3 bites, and boom, you have the kezayit in your mouth already. But again, the shiurim that we gave when we said 20 grams, and we were clear on that. That was the round cracker matzot. Whereas on the soft matzot, you should weigh them to 35, or to be mahmir, let's say 38 grams an ounce. And then follow the rules that we said. Motzi matzah 2 ounces, korech 1 ounce, afikoman 1 ounce. And if you want to be mahmir on the afikoman, to have 2 ounces. We also want to review again, because there was some discrepancy in the model said that against what we wrote in our notes, but we reconciled it, that on the Maror, one should weigh it, according to Hakam Ben Sion, 30 grams. So if you put it on the scale, 30 grams of maror in weight would be considered a kezayit. Although we did say in the said that 20 grams, one can be lenient to measure 20 grams since maror is only the rabbanan. So those that are lenient to measure 20 grams for maror have what to rely on. But the chetahila, they should measure it as a 30 gram kezayit. You can do that today or tomorrow. Find out what your wife is using for maror. Take a few leaves, put them on the scale, just so you get a basic understanding of what's 30 grams. And then when it comes to the seder, you'll be able to advise all the people that are in attendance, Rabotai, take 2, 3, 4 leaves, and that'll be the proper shiur.